Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 16th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement, and once again today we want to share a word that we hope will bring encouragement to you. Today's message is titled, The Love of God, and you will recognize, I hope, the scripture text, John 3, verse 16.
For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yesterday we attended the memorial service for a godly man who went to be with the Lord after living 81 years on this earth. We met Richard and Ruth several years ago when we represented the Daily Encouragement Internet Ministry at our local National Day of Prayer ministry tent. They stopped by our display, we had a brief chat, and they signed up for the email subscription. Through the years, like many Daily Encouragement readers, we have periodically corresponded via email. I visited Richard a while back at Conestoga View, the nursing home where he has been staying the last year. It was one of those visits where you seek to be a blessing, but you have received the blessing instead. The principle of Proverbs 11:25 is applicable here. I quote, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." That's exactly what I experienced in that visit.
Well, Richard saw his mission field in the last year of his life to be the staff and residence of Conestoga View. I'm sure it wasn't a location he preferred or ever imagined in his healthy years, but it was a place where God wanted him to shine his light. He carried a heavy burden for both staff and residents there. One grandson stood and shared that he joined his grandfather in the chapel on one of his visits as Richard passionately interceded for the unsaved there in his home.
The pastor shared an insightful example of Richard's attitude as he sought to represent Christ in his present surroundings. Instead of reporting a staff member who had a nasty disposition, he chose instead to shower him with kindness and pray for him. He enlisted prayer support for this needy individual, and over time, Richard shared with his pastor that the employee they were praying for was beginning to soften and respond favorably to the kindness he was shown.
Well, in recent weeks, we've attended several funerals of Christian believers who've made a lasting impact on those around them. Though parting with loved ones is terribly painful, it brings eternity into focus. Usually our focus is the temporal here and now, but when a loved one is no longer within our reach, we turn our hearts heavenward. The celebration of Richard's life did just that as he had planned out the entire service, including the selection of songs. A highlight for us was his request that the entire congregation stand and recite John 3:16. We, Stephen and I both, are so enriched by the public reading of Scripture and observe that many churches seem to have forsaken this discipline and the actual scriptural command seen in 1 Timothy 4:13.
Well, once again, the daily text, and I'm sure known by majority of readers, hopefully memorized, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
How often has this verse been proclaimed? It's been called the gospel in a nutshell. Each word is dripping with the honey of assuring truth for the believer in Christ. It's probably the most memorized scripture in all of God's Word, and many of you could close your eyes and recite it right now. From our earliest days as believers, we came to associate this reference more than any other with the very essence of the gospel message.
Periodically throughout my pastoral ministry, I enjoy preaching from this text, as have many of my peers in ministry. In fact, looking back over my 25 years of pastoral ministry, I really wish I would have preached on this text more often. I suppose there's a tendency to feel like it's so well known, I don't need to preach on it. Well, here's an outline that I'm blessed by that has often been used, and God only knows who originally devised it. In fact, Brooksie and I read it together. For God,
the greatest giver,
so loved,
the greatest motive,
the world,
the greatest need.
That he gave.
The greatest act.
His only begotten Son.
The greatest gift.
That whosoever.
The greatest invitation.
Believeth.
Or the greatest decision.
In him.
The greatest person.
Should not perish.
The greatest deliverance.
But.
The greatest difference.
Have.
The greatest certainty.
Everlasting life.
The greatest possession.
Today, rejoice in the fundamental truth of God's love.
Let's pray. Father, giver of all good gifts, you gave the greatest gift possible when you sent Jesus to die in my place. Because of this most wondrous act of sacrificial love, I have been forgiven of my sins. I want to live for you all the days of my life and take as many to heaven with me as I can. Help me to share freely and generously the marvelous message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all who will listen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my loving Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a great message to share the love of God. And we do welcome you to visit our site today. You will find a couple pictures up. One is a picture a friend of mine from California sent me, a beautiful close-up of some deer feeding in Marin County, California. But another is a picture of Richard and his wife, Ruth. They had just this summer celebrated their 60th anniversary. And it's neat. I can't really say they were close friends, but even in our limited association, I was enriched. I think we both were, in fact, primarily through emails. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Have several links to songs on the love of God. Have a lengthy additional note Brooksine had on her heart today. We're not going to read into the podcast, but it's related to Richard's vision of mission service in the last year of his life, and a song, Brighten the Corner Where You Are. Also want to point out, I have a new blog entry. I think we can start saying we do. Brooksine will help me. She's not a big fan of satire. Today is satire, although it could be true, and the first part of it is true. It involves an advertisement in a yellow page for a church in Virginia that advertised Starbucks coffee. I guess that's what's supposed to draw people to church now. Well, we have a link to our humor blog there. Thank you for joining us today. May you continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged.